Well, the thing about this show is I think we're always out of order, you know, one way or the other. Well, we, you know, every once in a while, Peter LaViolette, he'll storm in here in a commercial break just to try to set us straight. And it'll grab one of us and say,
enough is enough. Start playing with some jam in here. Let's go.
And then we try to, you know, buck up a little bit. Hopefully bounce back. It's all right. Get to today's Twitter poll. Questions of the day. We got two different polls, as they are both brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Armin offering certified pre-owned vehicles at great prices every day. Together, let's drive. Visit ArminChevy.com. All right. Biggest concern about Paul George with the Sixers. Because, again, the four of us are pretty happy he's here. In some cases, very happy he's here. But we all acknowledge, I mean, there are some things to worry about. All right, biggest concern, Paul George with the Sixers. Four choices we had on Twitter over the last bunch of hours, and thousands voted. A, he's declining or will decline. It's really both. He has declined a bit and obviously will continue. That's inevitable. Choice B, John, is the injuries. Choice C is he's not really that great. And choice D is his will to win. Which of these do you think got the most votes?
A was what exactly? Say
A
again?
Is he is declining slash he will decline, meaning it's both, you know, the declining process.
I'm going to say that wins, the declining thing.
So
not as good as he needs to be.
That finishes in second place. The one that wins is injuries, which he has had a good amount of.
That's fair.
Yeah, I mean, it's not unreasonable. So 43% say injuries, 39% say he's the declining process, 10% say he's not actually that great, and 8% say what you and I said, John, his will to win.
Oh my gosh.
And I are on an island here with a couple other people. All right, second poll question. Which team has a better chance to win a championship in their next season? The Eagles or the Sixers? How do you think people voted on this one, John?
Yeah,
Sixers with the third best shot.
Yeah.
In a lot of odds, in a lot of books, and the Eagles around 5 or 6 in a lot of books.
I think the excitement of this new deal is swinging things a little bit in the Sixers' favor here. It's got to be close. It's got to be neck and neck, but I'm going to say 65%.
Wow.
So one neck is a lot longer than the other neck. Like one neck's your neck, and the other neck's the giraffe's neck.
And it ain't the Sixers.
The Eagles get 86% of the vote.
Whoa. That is wild, man.
Yeah, that is wild.
That is wild.
Now, I heard Ashlyn's woe right there, but if you're really going to lean in, come on, lean in, Seltzer. Give me the Joey, what was his name, Joey Lawrence?
Whoa!
Yeah, that's pretty good right there.
Yeah. Whoa!
Joey Lawrence, back in the Blossom days.
Yeah, shout out to Joey.
So, man, people have a lot more faith in the Eagles.
Now, I would say that indicates people have no faith in the Sixers.
Or they just really believe in the Eagles. A lot.
Yeah.
I think it's crazy. I think it's more or less faith
after,
in the Sixers.
Ashlyn, I agree with you. After last year, say it again, James?
I say I think it's more less faith in the Sixers than full faith
in the Eagles. I tend to agree with that.
Because how can you watch that ending of last season and say 86% think this is a Super Bowl team?
I mean, we know that if Jalen can put it together, I'll put it back together. If he can put it back together, then they can do it. Because, you know, they got a lot of good parts. They got an got a lot of incredible parts, but that poll result surprised me.
I'll say
that it's weighed that heavily to the Eagles. All right, to the phones we go. Let's go to John. He's calling from Allentown. What's up, Johnny?
Yo,
John.
Joe, you want to make out with Tom Brady or what?
No, I'm an admirer of the guy. I mean, this guy is an all-timer.
Yeah, he does.
And because the Eagles faced him twice in the Super Bowl, and then people got tired of him because he was in the Super Bowl 11 times or 10 or whatever it was.
You sound like you want to hug the guy, man. I'm just like,
a lot of people dog him, man. He was an amazing football player. You do know that, right?
Absolutely.
I mean, John, a lot of people dog him. Everyone thinks he was the GOAT.
But John, here's the part you're missing where the whole conversation began. When I struggle today in golf, and make no mistake about it, I will struggle at times. The ultimate key is going to be that I dig down like he dug down 28-3 in a Super Bowl and find a way to just hit the next shot. That's what I'm trying to convince myself of. That's the point.
Yeah. Joe, you know, I played golf a lot in my lifetime.
He doesn't care. What?
No, I care.
He doesn't care that you think like Tom Brady, you're trying to emulate his thought process.
All right,
process.
John, what do you got on the 76ers?
Hey, I want to tell you something about golf, though, Joe. Here's the thing about golf. I've been playing since I was like 7. I shot a par round on a second round. Okay. After that, I was 37 when I shot that par round.
Okay.
I quit playing golf.
Good for you. You went out on top. It's good work.
I tell you why, because it's all downhill from there, man.
Well, it probably would be. All right, John, give me what you got on the 76ers.
Listen, my only problem with the Paul George signing is it'll make this team better. Okay? That's my problem with it. And I don't want this team to be better. I want this team to sink like a rock. Well, so we can possibly get this whole thing over with and done. I'm over the process. I'm over this ownership. I'm over all of it. And it's a shame that Maxey has to be lumped in there, but that's the way it is. I'm ready for this team to be gone.
It's an interesting thought, John. So, how much of that was the people that voted yesterday, you know, saying they're not in on Paul George because they just want the complete opposite. They want the U-turn.
Well,
you know, it's not going to be good enough to cut bait now while you have a shot. Trade Embiid now for 5 first-round picks. I mean, think of it this way. If Mikal Bridges can get you 5 first-round draft picks, Joel Embiid certainly can.
What is Joel get you?
I mean, my gosh. I mean, come on. You know?
The problem is you should have traded Joel 2 years ago. That's the problem.
Well, listen, you may historically be proven right. I know there's some people that think the Phillies held on to Chase Utley for too long. And
they did.
You know, it's probably technically true, but there's also a heart side of this. Embiid's not in the Utley category. Let me be clear. Utley won a championship here, but there's a part of me that's also like, there's some guys I just don't want to trade. I just don't want to. I'm not saying I'm there with Embiid. I would trade him if I felt it would help their future. I don't think it's the best path to win a title. I think the best path is to try to continue, obviously doing what they're doing with Paul George, and I'm glad they're still trying. John, give me a person, two roles in TV combination. What do you got?
Oh, man, it's Stephen A. Smith, man.
Okay, that's pretty big. Give me the two. Studio, is it studio and?
Studio and analyst, man. He's in the studio with First Take all day. He's in that studio all day, and then he's on the sets with the NBA. I mean, this guy is everywhere.
You know, that's a pretty good answer. So, First Take, which is like a...
But it's kind of the same role.
Well,
like, it's not like
it's
as...
Kind of.
It's close enough. They're saying, Steve, fill this time with a, you know, you doing you.
That's
He's
fair.
Doing the same role.
That's fair. You're right.
It's Stephen A. Smith.
I would agree with that. So, with Bob Costas as a baseball announcer and a studio host.
That's a little different.
That's
because
different.
Yeah, because he's an actual announcer of games. Like Stephen A's not out there calling basketball games.
Yeah. No. Okay. All right. No. I think that's a fair distinction. Let's go to John in Wilmington right now. Hi, John.
Hey guys. Good morning.
What's
first
up, John?
First time caller, long time listener.
Thank you very much.
Well, in the words of Air Force Amy, welcome aboard.
Wow, that's a deep cut.
Where did she go, Air Force Amy? I thought for a moment that Joe was in love with Air Force Amy. You remember?
No, I was in love with the Amtrak Amy.
Amy. Yes.
That's right.
Yeah.
My bad.
Dude,
silly
mistake.
Do you remember where Air Force Amy was?
No.
Okay, good.
Let's not go deeper again.
We're not going any further. All right. John,
wow.
All right, John, hello.
That's a sexy story now.
We digress.
Anyways.
There's plenty of things to discuss sports-wise, and I've enjoyed all of the years of these conversations and soliloquies we've had on this over the air. But I wanted to take a second and thank the WIP crew over the last, 25 years for helping me get through 17 years of an incarceration journey.
Wow.
Big part of it.
Wow.
And I'm really, really grateful because, you know, there's days where it's a struggle. And being able to listen to the levity of sports talk radio and just disconnect from that experience sometimes, really, really, really vital for me and my overall mental health.
Wow.
Through that time. And really grateful. And I love listening to you guys.
Thank you.
Pretty much every morning.
John, how many hours a day were you allowed to listen to the radio in jail?
As much as I could, if I wasn't at work or involved in some other program, I was back in the cell listening to the radio.
Wow.
Whether it was music or WIP.
That's fascinating.
Yeah. Yeah. So I just wanted to take that time to acknowledge that because it's really, 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 really important. I will call back again and we'll talk sports, but I wanted to acknowledge that. As far as this dual character, I have, how about Tom Hanks playing a dual character on a TV show, Kip and Buffy, and also the iconic Forrest Gump?
Well, so Forrest Gump's a movie. We're looking for Tim. I mean, the movie appears on TV, but we're saying specific to TV. But we'll put you down for it. John, stay well, buddy.
Barney Stinson on How I Met Your Mother and Doogie Howser.
Oh, it's Neil a good Patrick answer. Well, MPH.
Out of left field, too.
But it's also a second like answer. It's a second answer. He gave us a different answer. I mean, you can't.
Well, he changed his first answer.
I didn't hear the first answer. I was talking.
Yeah, I mean, he gave us Tom Hanks and saying he's in a movie. And then, like, that's like.
Maybe you didn't clarify enough.
Come on.
You told him. That doesn't work Tom Hanks is a movie, so he gave.
Tom Hanks, one of the great SNL hosts of all time.
James, he said that Forrest Gump. Yeah. Forrest Gump is not a television role.
Yeah, well, not
like
great.
In the words of Gene Wilder to that kid, you lose. Okay,
you got real Willy Wonka vibes going on right now.
Let me tell you something. In that scene, I read this recently. Wilder did not tell the little kid that he was going to start screaming at him.
Oh, good.
And that's why. Charlie's face was so like, oh my God, what is going on here? Because Wilder pulled that out on his own, which made the scene pretty cool.
Jeez.
Wow. Yeah,
it's good work by
Charlie.
Him.
Maybe that's part of why that kid never acted again. Traumatic experience.
The old man.
You know, that kid became like a dairy farmer.
Nice.
Like
I did not know that. No.
Never, ever acted again. Went to a farm somewhere like in the middle of Minnesota.
Wow.
Better be called the Golden Ticket Farm, right?
Golden Ticket. There you go. All right, with that, let's do what we do every single day at this time. All right, time's yours, brought to us by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. Xfinity Mobile customers now get exclusive access to Wi-Fi speeds up to a gig on the go. Let's hit it with time's yours.
You remember how the Redskins used to sign aging players at the end of their career when they were on their way out for huge contracts just to bring in names? That's exactly what this reminds me of. Yeah, I didn't want Paul George, and to be honest, I wanted Jimmy Butler, but I wanted Jimmy Butler 4 years ago. They just continually screw up this
we'll
team.
Say. That was a joke. Early Daniel Snyder. It was like Bruce Smith. It was Dion. It was, there were a bunch of them. I mean, they were all-time greats, and they were all way past their prime.
Hey, I need to correct myself. The little Charlie from Charlie and the Chocolate Factory became a vet.
Oh, a vet.
Okay. I thought you were about to say had a long acting career. Yeah.
Welcome to the Flyers, Matt Faye. And in honor of yesterday's contest, my answer would have been from Russia with love. Or, in our case, from Russia with brotherly love. Time's yours.
Fair enough. Listen.
Nice.
This Russian, he better be legit because people are talking. I mean, you're all over it, Ashlyn.
I am. It's like the coming of Jesus.
So is he going to be?
Oh, wow, love it.
Is he going to be like a top? Because the way people are talking about
him, he's going to be your starting winger.
Is he going to be a top 7 player in the NHL for the next 15 years? Because that's what I'm hearing.
Year,
no, not this year, but
in 2 to 3 years, yes. He's the Connor Bedard of this draft class.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. All right. We'll see.
What is our third lineup? We got Embiid, Tyrese Maxey. We got Kelly Oubre, Paul George. Who's the missing piece? Time Jones.
Well, first of all, I could barely understand that, but I heard the time's yours at the end and someone's
the missing piece.
I heard the missing piece.
He's the Paul George missing piece.
All right. We'll say.
Hey, John. Joe the Melon Hammer is correct. The price is wrong. Dodgers.
I see what you did there, too.
Knock it off, Tom. Get it out of here. With that, time's yours. We shut it down.
The Time's Yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-238-4500.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.